K-State Nation total domination continues for K-State women's basketball. This is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Eddie Greer here, taking a little time out from the Daytona 500 record as postcast. K-State women's basketball here on a Sunday, February 16th. I might have said 15th earlier. That's all right. We're the 16th now, here on Sunday, February 16th, 2025, Purple Project Podcast, whether that is men's, women's basketball, men's, women's golf, women's tennis, football, all things K-State sports. Your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. This is your first time listening to, well, in general, this podcast, or you've been in and out, or you're an everyday listener, because we post content 10 to 15 minutes daily, or sometimes twice a day, or maybe three times a day. Like you all might be getting this today. Also, this episode, postcast episode, will come out tonight. I will record if I have time tomorrow. We'll see what I decide tomorrow on. Apparently, it's a holiday tomorrow. So, depending on what I decide to do, either way, I'm going to record the men's postcast tomorrow with the newsflash, spoiler alert, K-State man getting blown out on the road, six game winning streak done there. But we're talking about women's basketball here. And of course, don't forget about our bonus content over on a Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Myself and Alex, you'll be hearing that tonight because I did not upload that episode that me and Alex recorded yesterday afternoon. A rare recording. Bonus episode of that, so you hear that tonight along with the postcast as well. So if you're a K-State fan, you want to stay up to date on the latest on K-State athletics, this is the one-stop shop for K-State athletics. We do the best we can here out here in Kansas City, Missouri, and K-State was basketball doing the best they can to stay right there for a shot at a regular season title in the Big 12 as they roll all over UCF via the long ball, three-point ball, by 30, 97-67 at home yesterday. They had kicked off a doubleheader with the K-State women's and men's basketball team. Of course, K-State men's basketball was in Provo last night there. 16 game. Well, I just mentioned K-State men's streak got snapped. Winning streak got snapped. In general, the home winning streak for the women's continue at 16 last night. It is tied now for the sixth longest home winning streak in K-State history and tied for third longest in Bramlage Coliseum. 32 home wins over the last two seasons. And you know, between the ladies and the men, how tough they are when it comes to playing in Bramlage Coliseum. K-State now is 24-3 overall. The ladies, we're talking about the Lady Cats, 12-2 in the conference now. And this is also impressive. We're talking about go ahead and spreading the numbers here. 50 K-State ladies basketball, 50th win in the last 2 years, 50 victories in that span. Tied for the sixth most over a two-season span and the most since 2002-03. They're in 2003-04 seasons as well. Kansas State put on a clinic here offensively here, scoring 30 points in a quarter, not once, but twice in this basketball game there as well. And I believe they did this 2 years ago against Oral Roberts. Yep, Oral Roberts was the opponent where they put up 30 or more points in the quarter there as well. All over the place there. Cat saw four players last night hitting the double-digit marks there as well. Terrence Ives, and for rightfully so, right, she's up for Big 12 Sixth Player of the Year. She's one of the candidates anyways. Scoring. The Energizer Bunny. I got to find a new name for Terrence, but that might be it. Energizer Bunny, 21 points. That, off the bench, that led everybody in this game yesterday afternoon. 21 points, 7-8 shooting. Almost perfect from downtown. It's almost, you can almost say automatic for Terrence Sides because every time she shoots it from downtown, it's going to go in. ever since she came on as a freshman last year, I think she's very important, more important, I think, and this is might be a reach, a little bit of reach here, but I'm going to say it anyway. I think she's more important than Aoki. Yeah, I'm going to say it. Bold. You heard it here first on the Patrol P. More important than Serena Sundell and Aoki Lee. Look, they're going to be gone here soon, and we better enjoy it while we still can, right? Because we're coming to the end of the year, and look, they played 4 or 5 games now at Aoki Lee, so, but look, they're going to be graduating. Unfortunately, they're going to leave, obviously, a legacy, which we're still, I'm talking like the season's over, but it's not, but we better enjoy it, K-State Nation, while we still got them here, right? But Terracides is automatic from downtown. It's book it, babe, book it. Right there, 3-point line, boom, boom, boom. And even in the game of Horace, she can knock it from anywhere. So I make that clear here on this podcast. And Cyana Walker, whoa, hold on, I almost said points. I want to get that clear. Cyana Walker, 14 more points there. As we take a look inside the box score, as K-State, just shooting past UCF. Another dominating performance against the Golden Knights of UCF. Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast Postcast. Kansas State Ladies Basketball, 13th ranked in the nation, trying to stay right there with Baylor, with TCU in the thick of the Big 12 race. 97, UCF 67. Let me see here. For UCF here, the leading score for them with 19 points. Looking at 2 assists. Had no rebounds in here. But Caitlin Peterson, 19 points last night, leading the Lady Golden Knights on Nannon. For K-State, we already mentioned Taryn Sides. Awesome night. Tamir Poindexter behind Sides with 16 more points. Had a block in there and assist. Jalen Glenn and Zyana Walker had 14 each. And like I said, you don't get this production with Taryn Sides. I mean, they would have won the game anyway, but Taryn Sides, Serena Sundell only had 8 points in this basketball game. Gisela Sanchez also with 8 points in this basketball game. Maupin, Lester had 4 each. Kennedy Taylor had 8 as well. We covered it right here. So we're going to go ahead and say that. K-State, lights out offensively. 58% shooting from the field. Meanwhile, holding the Golden Knights to under 40% shooting in this basketball game. 38% right there as well. For K-State, second chance points, 6. Fast breaks, points, 20. Points in the paint, 36. Points off of turnovers, 25. Bench points, 37. And again, 21 of those coming from the Energizer Bunner herself, Taryn Sides, getting it done for Kansas State yet again. And keeping them right there in the thick of the top of the league, or at least, I should say top of the league. That should be said for the men's basketball team, but we'll talk about them tomorrow morning. But for the top of the league, that's this ladies' basketball team. So they're right there in the thick of this race right here. Let me see, we have something for Jeff Mitty here. Let me see. Yeah, we're going to stick with it here. As we keep to continue, Zyana Walker also had a decent game as well. Coach Meaty, after the game, did talk about Zyana Walker as well. But since we are talking Taryn Sides here, let's say what Jeff Mitty had to say about Taryn Sides yesterday afternoon in this 30-point win domination over UCF. Cool. I think our ball movement is good. One thing I really noticed is her footwork. She's always shot ready. As a defender, you got to get to her quick. Eyes on the rim are key, and having the mental mentality to take the shot is crucial. We've talked about it a lot. I keep telling her all summer that I want her to get her shot blocked. That doesn't sound right. That I don't want to get a shot blocked because, yeah, it had it other way. So we're gonna insert that in here. But anyways, I want her to take so many threes that defenders would have to rush to contest them. That's when we started working on the sidestep three. If they do rush, they'll leave their feet. And that's when she needs to make the right read. She puts in the work and she's done a great job with it. And we're going to go ahead and insert what Coach Mitty had to say about Zyana Walker's performance in yesterday's big win over UCF. This is a Pro Bunch of Podcast. Eddie Greer III here taking a timeout from the Daytona 500 to record this podcast. post-Cavs edition. Quote, I thought this was one of Zai's better overall games. She got to the free throw line, which is incredibly important of her, and she was more decisive than she has been in past games. Overall, it was one of her stronger performances defensively. You're right. She was all over the place, making a lot of plays, end quote, there as well. So, you know, that, hey, you need these players, right? Serena Sundell, statistically, not what we want to see, but, hey, you got, I said this all year in 2 years on this podcast referring to this team. Serena Sundell ain't the only one that can beat you. Size can beat you. Zai can beat you. Jay can beat you. When Jokic gets back, hopefully 100% for this important stretch run, hopefully for the postseason, she obviously can beat you. Any one of these teams can beat you on every given night. I didn't mention Tamir Poindexter, right? Who had the second most points in his basketball game. So you have to be ready there as well. So, and we're going to go ahead and check these standings real quick while I have them up here to the left of this tab. Let's take it up here right now. Oh, look at this. And this is, as of right now, as of right now, 1:10 Central Time, K-State and Baylor are tied for the top spot, and TCU has not played yet. Let's keep that in mind. So, but it is right now a three-horse race, really. You can make that. Oh, West Virginia, they lost. How about that? So they lost yesterday with their game. So right now, K-State, Baylor, TCU, throw in Utah in there as well. Also, Oklahoma State lost too as well. So that's huge for Kansas State. Huge for K-State on that end there as well, as things are resumed officially. The 2025 racing season underway. That means it's time for me to wrap this up. But yeah, so K-State with another monster win last night in Bramble's Coliseum. And I believe next up for them here, as we wrap this up here quickly, as I talked about it on the preview show of the podcast, as we turn our attention now, speaking of West Virginia, they got to go on the road. They're probably traveling there right now as you speak. K-State ladies basketball, huge game tomorrow afternoon against West Virginia. So so again, you want to keep that top spot or try to stay right there with Baylor and TCU. You got to take down West Virginia. West Virginia, 18th ranked in AP top 25 right now. Kansas State, 13th ranked, 97. Ladies basketball, Lady Cats, domination. UCF, 67. Eddie Greer III here for another episode. Post-Cavs Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Make sure you like, subscribe, hit that alarm bell. Every time we hit post content, you'll be right there to be notified. First to be notified. Go, Cats. Busy weekend continues for Kansas State Athletics.